You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Instinct Reclaimed Sanctuary Sessions with Christina Elliott.
Christina Elliott.
Live from ChristinaElliott.org.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Instinct Reclaimed
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Thanks for joining another episode of Instinct Reclaimed Sanctuary Sessions. I hope you have all been having a beautiful week, and I hope you're ready to roll in to tomorrow, one more day till Saturday, and then we can all rest a little easier, although I'm sure there's some of you that are working or busy on the weekend. Anyway, last week we talked a little bit about my pyramids. I'm going to bring them up again before we take a caller. Last week we talked about performing and where you think you could look in your own life to see where you're performing for other people. And today I want to talk about fitting in. So not only are you performing, but where do you find yourself forcing yourself to almost fit into situations to make you more comfortable? And usually as humans, we do this when we feel we are somehow or another making another person feel uncomfortable. So instead of having conversations about those things with people, we just decide we're going to cram ourselves into whatever idea we think they need of us. And we're just going to fit in wherever we feel we need to fit in. But every time we're forcing ourselves to fit in at the expense of someone else's comfort, we're putting ourselves to the side and we're saying, hey, universe, I don't care as much as about myself as I care about other people. So always, you know, make sure I'm the one fitting in. When we stop performing, when we stop trying to force ourselves to fit in to situations that we really don't want to be in, what you'll find is the more and more people who are kind of on your wavelength are going to find you. Your energies are going to match up. You're not going to have to shrink yourselves. That's what a lot of romantic relationships or best friends, or you have those people in the office that you work really well with and they make your day there bearable. Those are the people. Look to them to be your authentic self. And then there's also our animals. Ugh. The most beloved entities on this planet, if you ask me, are little animals. I have one right here. Hey, this is my little guy. His name, meet Captain Jean-Luc Picard, but we're real lax around the house, so we just call him Jean-Luc while we're here. Anyway, when you're not even sure who you are authentically, honestly, when you don't know who you are, start paying attention to who you are around your pets, because around our pets, we are our authentic selves. So try and go through the next week before our next episode and figure out where are you performing for other people that you can stop doing that? And where are you forcing yourself to fit in? And where can we scale back and just practice being your authentic self? All right. We are ready for a caller. I've got Patricia in Merritt, North Carolina. Patricia, are you on the call?
I am.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. What can I help you with?
Well, I was just hoping for a general reading.
Oh, I love general readings. Is there anything in particular that you want to talk about, or do you want me to see what Spirit wants to talk about?
Well, I would love to. I lost my husband, so.
Oh, we can check in on him. All right.
Wonderful. Well,
yeah. What is his first name, please?
Thomas.
Thomas. All right. Mm-hmm. Give me one moment, and I will go ahead and connect to Thomas. Did Thomas enjoy fishing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the first thing he showed me. He's out there. He's having a good old time fishing pretty much whenever the hell he wants to now. So that's one of the beautiful things. Did you guys like to spend time out like on the water together on a boat, perhaps?
Well, I couldn't be in the sun, so it was hard for me to do that.
Oh, I think what he's showing me now, then, he's on a boat. And you know, when you're on the other side, you get to work magic like you've never seen, at least here on Earth, in our dreams and on TV. But what he's showing me is that he has you there with him, kind of like he can fish and be with you at the same time now, if that makes sense to you, because he has the ability to just kind of hang out with you and do whatever he wants to do. So he does still spend a lot of time fishing, believe it or not, or at least that's the visual he's giving me. He's out there on the open water, just relaxing. And because he placed you on the boat there, that tells me that whenever whenever he's in that fishing mindset, I guess, the fishing energy, as he's experiencing it, you are there with him doing it as, you know, you're on the boat when you couldn't be with him. That's kind of where, oh my gosh, I'm talking too much tonight. I am so sorry, Patricia.
Oh no, you're fine.
Do you have any particular questions you want to ask Thomas, or is there anything else you want to talk about? We can go in there too.
Gosh, sorry.
Okay. Take your time.
We're all our animals there to greet him.
They must have been. Oh, he is showing me floodgates. Did you both have a lot of animals growing up as children and then as well together during your relationship?
Well, he and I for 40 something years rescued lots of animals.
Oh, you did. That is so beautiful. Thank you for doing that. I've always been big into rescue, my husband and I both. And what Thomas showed me when you asked that question is just like these huge, you know, like two doors that open simultaneously together. They're much taller than at least any like humans walking the face of the earth. Huge like wooden doors open, and just these floods of animals came out, mostly smaller animals like dogs and cats. And so I'm assuming you had more of the smaller dogs and cats animals, but they're over there with him for sure. And if you're interested, I can talk to animals on the other side too. If you want to ask about a particular animal or anything, we can keep talking to your husband.
I hate to not talk to my husband. He's well though, right?
It's a very fresh
loss.
I am so sorry, because what happens, I don't mean to seem insensitive, but when I'm channeling, I get the energy of Thomas as he is right now, and he's doing phenomenal. He's free from all the constrictions of just being a human. You know, he doesn't have those responsibilities, and he's like, but I feel, Was he sick for a little while and you were taking care of him?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because I sense there's a little bit of anxiety from you around the way you cared for him. And he wants you to just toss that to the side. He is so grateful. He loves you. He loves you more now than he even did then. And he's still with you. He plays tricks on you in the house, and you may not be aware of them yet. But as we continue to heal through our grief, and there's no timeline, I always say that, there's no timeline for grieving. Don't give yourself one. But as you work through these moments of grief, you may start to notice little things around your house if you haven't already. He might mess with the lights. I feel like he likes to move things mm-hmm. on you just because.
Yeah, he's a prankster in every life.
I get that. He moves things on you because you get so frazzled. And sadly, he's like, I don't have a lot of entertainment, so messing with you gets me through the day, is what he says, kind of as a joke. I'm picking up he's quite a sarcastic guy.
Yeah, he is. He's a prankster and funny. He made me laugh every day of my life. So,
and that's what he's wanting you to keep doing. Keep laughing. You still deserve to laugh every day of your life.
Yeah.
That's what he wants for you. That's why he's playing tricks.
I would like to ask about an animal that I lost and I could never find her.
Oh, sure. Was this a cat?
It was a dog.
A dog. What was her first name?
Her name was Missy.
Missy. Okay. Can you tell me what kind of dog she was? I just want to make sure I get the right one through.
The best I can tell you, she was a pug beagle mix. She was a tricolor, brown, white, with a little bit of black on her face.
She was more of a beagle size, though.
Yeah.
Like had a beagle body more. That's what I'm seeing. She's showing me that she kind of ran off, but someone picked her up and she lived out her life with them.
I'm glad.
So, yeah, nothing horrible happened. Put that out of your mind. They took very good care of her. It's almost as if she's like, oh, I was ready for a change. And I don't think that the people who found her were really, it's as if it never really occurred to them that she might belong to somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. They were thinking, oh, lucky us, we found a new dog.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They just never really thought to go in and check with other organizations or rescues and so forth.
Newspaper ads looking for your dog.
Oh yeah, that's way harder. And a lot of people just don't pay attention or make the effort. We have about a minute left. What else can I answer for you? Or now we're at 30 seconds.
Mostly I was hoping that I could connect with Tom. So thank you so very much for that.
You are welcome. And you know, I know we don't have a lot of time on here. Feel free to comment or reach out to me and we can continue this conversation too, if you'd like. We can certainly go
in a little bit
more and talk to Thomas. But unfortunately, that's it for the show tonight. But again, Patricia, feel free to reach out. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, Thomas, for coming through and making Patricia hopefully feel a little more comfortable about your passing. But keep playing those tricks on her. She's listening.